Yesterday, Sister Cantor came and asked my wife if she would help with taking notes. I guess I was speaking too quickly and for some to keep up with the notes, and maybe I need a little work on elocution, just to go slower and more carefully in the way I speak. Back in the old days, you young people say back in the day. Well, this was really back in the day. Back in those old days, they used to have lessons on how to speak. And one of the grand, in ancient times, orators was named Demosthenes, whatever. But anyway, supposedly he taught his children, or his students, how to speak by having them fill their mouth with gravel and have little stones in their mouth, and they'd try to speak with that, and every day you'd have one stone removed, and after a whole mouthful of stones was removed, they could speak well. And someone in more modern days had his seminary students, but he used marbles. And mouthful of marbles, and every day he'd take one. When he lost all his marbles, he was ready to preach. You know, the Bible speaks about the foolishness of preaching, and I think there's a difference between the foolishness of preaching and foolish preaching. And some people preach as if they have lost all their marbles. Now, I'm not saying anybody here. I've appreciated the messages here so far. Let's turn to the Bible here before we get into any words. Matthew chapter 16 for our beginning reading, verses 24 through 27. Our subject today is the cost of discipleship. The cost of discipleship. We'll begin reading with Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And we'll stop with, let's go on with the rest of it. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Principles of discipleship is the first point. So there in the first line there, you can write the word principles. The principles of discipleship. The first principle that Jesus gives here is under A, I must deny myself. I must deny myself. My natural way of thinking is generally wrong. I remember Brother Heron made a statement in my discussions with him years ago. He said he believed that the unregenerate mind somewhere will have a twist in its thinking. And I believe he was right. That the unregenerate mind is somewhere twisted. And therefore, we need to be brought back when we're regenerated and follow Jesus, to not our natural way of thinking. You know, people talk about common sense, and someone said it's not so common, but more than common sense, we need God's wisdom. And I want to notice Proverbs chapter 3, because this passage tells us the importance of denying ourselves and our own way of thinking. And a lot of times we want to think it through first. Well, listen to what Proverbs says here about wisdom that is the true wisdom. Proverbs 3, 1-7. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. I want us to just go back through there and highlight a few things. When we think certain things, we think things ought to be a certain way. We figure things out as it sounds good in our minds, and that trips us up. Because our natural way of thinking is wrong. Acknowledge, first set, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. We've been talking about Jesus first. Acknowledge Jesus first. Acknowledge God first. Lord, your ways are what is true. Your wisdom is what is true. Don't depend on your own understanding. Verse 7, be not wise in your own conceit. We don't throw our minds away, but what we do is we place our minds under the authority of the Word of God. It is not understand first, obey later. It is obey first and understand later. And if we get that thing wrong, we'll never come to the right position with God. If we have to understand it first and then obey it, no, God says you do it my way and then in fact, it says this, John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. What comes first? Understanding the doctrine, having it figured out, and then do it. No. Saying I'm being willing to obey God first, then God will bring his understanding and truth to us. Obey first and understand later. Peter and the disciples didn't understand what Jesus was doing. In fact, if we go back to Matthew 16, I want you to notice the run up to what Jesus is saying here to the disciples. Verses 21 to 23, this is the context that we're looking at. Why did Jesus say, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me? Verse 21, from that time forth again, Jesus is telling his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes. And be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, get far from me, Lord, this shall not be unto me. what he said, I'm getting crazy. But I don't know if that was offense on me, but I'll say the wrong things of God, but those men. And here's the context that Jesus is giving us this constant discipleship. It's in the context of him answering Peter, who did not understand God's way. So stop and think about it. Jesus says, I'm going to go to God, I'm going to suffer many things, and I'm going to be killed. And he says, I don't know why you can't do that. He says, you don't understand my way. We must deny ourselves first. And some in our day are following to suffer. I just pulled this off of a website, The Voice of the Martyrs, this morning, but just in December, for over a month ago, a prominent pastor was recently beaten and his home and Bible school demolished by authorities in Ho Chi Minh City, District 2, Vietnam. I saw the picture of what was left of that Bible school and his home. It was nothing but a pile of rubble. It just happened. These are people now following. You say, well, no, don't do that. You don't have to suffer for Jesus. But you don't know the ways of God. We don't know the ways of God. On December 13th, police arrested Pastor Nguyen Hong Quan just minutes before authorities demolished his home and Bible school. The police beat Pastor Quan with batons so badly that he eventually lost his home. People are dead. In the last few months, Christians in the Ethiopian city of Bisheno are being harassed and physically abused. After Muslims posted notices on the doors of Christian homes warning them to convert to the city of faith and death. And Peter said, oh no, this can't happen. And he said, you don't know my way. And Jesus did face those things. And Jesus did suffer many things. And he was beaten, and he was spit upon. And Christians in our day are suffering things for Jesus. We live in an enclave of protection here in the United States, but by and large, more of the Christians live in areas where they are suffering for Christ and for their faith. And it's not an easy thing to follow Jesus, and they are suffering for Jesus. They understand that following Jesus may lead to suffering. And Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you must deny yourself. You must deny your way of thinking about things. You think, well, if I'm following Jesus, he's going to protect me from suffering. He may not protect us from suffering. The whole book of 1 Peter is about how a Christian is to handle suffering. He doesn't necessarily protect us from suffering. Suffering often is according to the will of God, you read here. Now, what do we do with our suffering? Do we check against it and we say, well, Lord, you don't know what you're doing. Why am I suffering here? The Bible speaks about showing up and suffering through Christ. Are we those that decide how Christianity is going to be and following Jesus is going to be? Or do we know it all from our Lord to say this is the time to be great? Well, I must deny myself. I must deny myself from that point of time to take up my cross. In this world, as Christ disciples. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We live in a world that is fraught with evil and trouble. I was just thinking recently about what has happened in the last 100 years since 1911 to 2011. World War I came along, millions and billions of people lost their lives. Hitler rose up and was willing to plunge the whole world into another war with multiplied millions of people losing their lives. You think, well, he was a madman. Well, what is madness? Was he really mad? Madness is not having anything coherent about your life. It's mental concepts were coherent as far as he was concerned. He understood what he believed about who was the right race. everything solved. And he wasn't going to be in his thinking. He was called a madman. No, he was an evil man. He was an evil man because he was influenced by evil and he followed evil. But I wouldn't say he was insane or bad. He was a man that was coldly calculatingly following through on what he had already written in his book, Mein Kampf, and he followed through on that. In the midst of that, there was a search to compromise with Hitler.
Ordained of him, he is ordained that there are authorities and governmental structures.
And what the scripture tells us that those are there to be our rulers and to be ministers.
Do evil. he was going to eat.
What was it? Thank you. Thank you. people in the same world. I'm going to go to the next one. know, like most of them, they might have said, go back and I'm going to go to the next one. Lord has decided to give to you. This is the way. We have an old church of the Lord to give to you. There are people who say that the many people who are taking care of the Lord, who are finding thank you.